You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
All right, now it's starting off. I guess it's working. We're working. This goddamn microphone, I don't know. My one of my pieces of equipment fell last week, but I think it's working now. So let's see how it sounds when it's thank you. When you people get it, let us know how this one sounds. This is,
you're not supposed to say you people.
May 12th. Why not? What do you say?
No, I'm just joking. But the other night I was doing a show, and there was a mother and her daughter in the front row. African American.
Black?
Yeah. And I was talking to the daughter, and she was talking really fast. And I go, why are you talking so fast? And I was talking about her being young right before that, and then I go, is that the way you people are?
But it made it
seem like I was meaning that they're black, but I wasn't. I was meaning that she's young, like, because I was just talking to her about her youth and her college. And
no, you weren't.
No, I really was.
And what did her mother say to you?
No, everyone just laughed. Everyone let it go. Like, no one. But in my mind, I was like, oh, crap.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Did you?
So that's an interesting story.
How'd you pull out of it? How did you get out of your racist comment?
No one thought I was being racist, luckily.
I mean, but you are, right?
I am. Luckily, I hit it that time around. No, okay. I wasn't being racist, but it is tricky sometimes when you're talking to people. People do get more uptight when you're talking to someone of a different race than yourself when you're on stage.
Enough already with everything. Everybody's so temperamental.
Is there anything, you know?
What? Look how short my hair's cut.
Yeah, it's very short.
And I go to a barber now. I don't go to salons anymore. I found a barber in town that has the barber pole outside.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's a barber.
Where is it?
On 206. And you know it's a barber.
In Hillsboro?
Yes. Right by...
I never saw it.
Well, because you've never looked for a barber shop, so you wouldn't see it.
Well, where is it by?
It's right across from her school and those stores there.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. So I go to barber now. I go to a barber because I like a little Caesar cut. Maintenance-free almost, my hair. I know I have hair, and people go, you have hair. Why would you wear a hat, or why do you cut it short? You know, people go, I'm half your age. I don't have hair. I would love to have your hair. Well, guess what? Hey. I take it for granted. I'll throw on a hat. I don't care. I've had hair my whole life, so it's not a big deal. I never lost my hair.
You don't appreciate it till after it's gone.
But I'm not going to go bald. I'm getting a little gray. I'm looking at all the hair clippings. I see a lot of gray there. But see how everything looks perfect, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a real barber.
It's great.
He's a barber. So they were talking about, I had my Artie Lang shirt on somehow.
You've been wearing that 2 days in a row.
No, I wore it yesterday in the evening, so I got till the evening today.
No, you wore it during the day wherever we went yesterday.
Yeah, and I took it off.
Because your daughter was like, you're not wearing that. Right into the mic, you couldn't move away from it.
I only wore it for like 3 hours yesterday. So I still have...
I know, but it's a collared shirt.
Yeah.
That you've cut the sleeves off.
Uh-huh. For working out, for the gym or tennis.
Yeah, but it wasn't for the gym. You
That's
didn't go to the gym.
Where do you think I went?
Yesterday you didn't. Yesterday you went to the park and then you went somewhere.
Yeah, to a meeting.
And then today you got up and you...
I didn't put it on.
You went golfing, you had your golf clothes on, and then you put it on and did the rest of the day in it.
Yeah, so I did it about 3 hours.
But first
hours
of all,
yesterday.
It's
my favorite shirt.
For
hanging out. It's a nice
like
shirt.
Okay, like hanging out, lounging around.
It's
at
a nice
home.
Collar shirt, and I cut the sleeves off it, so it's a nice collar shirt with the sleeves cut off. You know what I'm saying?
It's you're becoming. I wonder if this happens to people. They just become more. I don't know what it is. You're becoming a different person than when I met you.
White trash, is that what you want to say? You want to use one of your racist statements?
Is that a racist statement to say white trash? I came from white trash. Aren't I allowed to say that?
No. Yeah, I mean, you are. Other people, it would be racist. Well, so I'm in the barber. I don't know how we started talking about comedy.
Like you went to the barber in that shirt.
Because I was going from there to work out. What am I going to do?
But also, you're wearing not workout shorts. You're wearing Bermuda shorts.
Yeah. There's no... Go to the gym. People wear all different things. There's no set thing. This isn't fucking CrossFit.
Where
you
got
to wear a fucking outfit. This is the
gym. Nobody's wearing outfits.
Yes, you guys. You wear your dumb fucking outfits. You're like bike riders. Everybody at CrossFit gets a CrossFit.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah.
Come look. They don't.
All those girls have those tight pants.
No,
and those.
They don't all. Come look.
They don't all?
No.
Would it be they all don't or they don't all?
Well, whatever. You get the point.
Well, I like correct English on this podcast from here on in.
Well, it's going to be harder for one of us.
So I'm at the barber. I don't know how we started talking about our movie. You know.
Oh, you don't know how that happened?
Well, he was asking me comedy questions and stuff. So I
I've never seen you have a conversation where you didn't bring the movie up. I don't know how that happened.
So next thing you know, he started playing it in the barber on a big screen up there.
No.
I go, look. But then a kid came in, so he had to turn it off. But people, what I realized was people that watch this movie, if they're not concentrating, they're going to miss fucking so many bits and jokes. You know, if you're talking to your wife during it, or you're going to the bathroom.
But that's like any movie. You got to pay attention.
Not with a movie like this. There's so many little quick jokes in it. You could watch a movie and walk away for 3 minutes and still know what's going on. Not with this movie.
Okay? Well, you know what's going on. You just might have missed some jokes.
Yeah, but you might miss something that leads. You might miss in the beginning. Where it's, you know, you talk about Christopher Hitchens and Vanity Fair. If you miss that in the beginning, then you have no fucking idea what's going on with him the rest of the movie. So this guy's talking throughout it, and I'm going, look, that's why people, you know, that watch things and don't, and they give them bad reviews is because they're not getting it, or they're not
paying attention.
They're not paying attention.
You
gotta fucking
focus.
Assholes. They're fucking assholes. People that like it, it's because they paid attention and they saw a good movie. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. And I'll move on. Are you? What's wrong with you?
Oh my God!
You're
making faces. I smiled at you. I've just smiled at you.
That's
ladies and gentlemen, let the record show. I just smiled at Rich, and then he went, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
No, that wasn't. That's the kind of smile you do, like when you go like that. Mm. There's different smiles. And there's
Let me know. Give me a chart, and I'll just point to the smile that I want to do, and I won't actually do them in real life anymore.
All right. You want to do the read and get it over with?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to say it like that because I like this company.
Oh,
and
brother.
I like this read. What?
Oh, God.
What do you mean?
You're just... people think you're so edgy and he'll say anything. He's crazy. He's a nut. But the minute it comes to a read, you're like... I don't know... you're a real Nazi about reads.
Yeah, I like the reads to go well because I'm tired of getting fucking canned.
Oh, my God.
What?
I said fantasy wrong last time.
What'd you say?
I don't know, but everyone was tweeting me that I said.
Do you want me to read it?
Do you want to do it?
Let me see.
You go ahead.
I'm probably not going to be good at it. If I'm not good, I'll let you read it. Hold on, you turned it away. Now I can't see it. Hold on. Oh, boy.
This is podcast excitement, folks. A lot of podcasts don't let you hear this sort of behind-the-curtains talk.
Okay, folks.
This is the only podcast where you hear it all. There's no editing.
Here we go.
I feel like I sound like Johnny Carson.
You know, a lot of people...
There's no editing, folks.
...are playing fantasy sports online. Do you
know
that?
Yeah, I know. Everyone's playing fantasy sports, and I'm like, what is it?
I wonder if they have fantasy MMA. Is that what it's called? MMA?
Yeah, I love that.
I wonder if they have fantasy MMA.
Well, I'm anyhow, sure they daily, must.
DailyFantasySports.codes. Are you a daily fantasy sports guru?
Are you?
Just trying to learn the basics. What are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to learn the basics, yo.
Well, you've seen the ads for daily fantasy sports sites where you can
play with real
money.
Yeah.
You can play with real money
for
prizes up to $1 million.
Yeah. Wow.
Up to $1 million.
Up to.
No,
not
I'm
over. You don't even want over $1 million, really, if you think about it.
Okay. Before you sign up for any daily fantasy sports site, check out fantasysports.codes.
Yeah, check it out.
I'm going to read it again. Fantasysports.codes. Now, if they're saying, here's what I'm listening, and this is ad-libbing. Okay, I'm going off script right now.
Uh-oh, ladies. Folks.
I'm going off script.
Not a lot of people would do that.
If they're saying, before you go to those other sites, go to our site, they're probably saying we're better. Okay? Because no one's going to put their neck out like that and say, hey, you know what I mean? Fuck them. Come to us unless they're...
You don't curse in somebody's ad.
Oh, true. Erase that. I didn't say that. Ixnay on the ukfay. Okay? So, you can read unbiased reviews and make sure to visit them first so you're getting the best bonuses possible. Okay, here's what I'm saying. Go there, read the reviews, get the best bonuses possible.
Okay.
Take advantage of it.
Take advantage. Okay? How often do people tell you to do that? Take advantage.
Yes. Learn the strategies to help you win over the long term. That's it. Follow them on Twitter at DF at
It Daily Sports Fantasy DSF?
No, at Twitter, on Twitter at DFS Codes, or visit DailyFantasySports.codes.
Daily Fantasy Sports, not Daily Sports Fantasy.
Daily Fantasy Sports.
Daily
okay,
Fantasy
it's on
Sports.
Twitter it's at DFS Codes, or visit DailyFantasySports.codes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I'm saying is...
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do that, is this like when you go to Amazon, you buy stuff under our name, we make a little money. Give these fucking guys a shot. Let them make some money. All these other places you've been going to, you know what I mean? I'm sick of these fucking people that get stuck in one goddamn, you know, site or...
Rich, you really don't have to go this far. Just read what they wrote. And
okay, you read it now.
On.
Let me hear
No.
You just
got to
read it quick because they might not like that.
No, I'm not turning this podcast into let's make sure we do the read right. We read it. It's done. They don't like it. Then go fuck themselves. End of story. You're not becoming one of those people. If it's worth, what is it? I don't know, $200? It's worth $200 to you? I will pay you $200 every time we do this podcast because I don't like this person. I don't like this person you're turning into.
What person that's doing a commercial?
Yo, you're doing the read, which is fine. I accept that. But then you're like, why are people not taking chances on other things? It's like you don't need to do that.
Yes.
No, you don't.
I was giving.
You're selling your soul for $200.
$180.
People are gonna go to Daily Fantasy Sports. They're gonna go there. Okay. It sounds good. If it's a good company, they'll stay there. Okay, hey. We've just alerted them. That's what advertising is. Nobody can go where they don't know.
Well, listen.
You can't go where you don't know. That's what I always say.
Look at,
Now they know. Now they'll go. The rest is up to the company.
Let me tell you something. I don't do fantasy sports, but like when we did Dollar Shave Club reads, okay, they sent me stuff, and I use their stuff all the time.
Okay,
Dollar Shave.
Enough.
So you could be. I'm not.
Fine.
I'm not getting paid for it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that makes you even more of a fucking stupid shill.
Oh, really? Because I like a product? Because I like...
No, you should... But you don't like it that much.
I
do. It's a fucking dollar razor. How much could you like it?
They sent me 4 blades every month. They gave me some extra razors. So I have a razor.
Well, guess what? I used it. My legs may never be the same.
You didn't
How
use
about
my
that?
Fucking razor. When do you use... I have one in the shower in case I want to do my chest in the shower. I have one at...
I'm not doing
my
this.
Sink.
I'm not dedicating the podcast to you. Like, this. What is this? My wife hates me because all I'll do is talk about products for
$200? $180.
Okay, thank you.
And Dollar Shave Club's not paying us anymore. We only did one.
Yeah, so they can go fuck themselves. You're still like, boo, 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 Dollar Shave Club. If they have a good product, we mentioned it, people will check it out. If they like it, if it's a good product, they'll stick around. That's not up to us.
All right, so one more time, folks.
Stop.
S code.
Oh, my God. It's like you have no learning curve.
DailyFantasySports.com.
My words mean nothing to you.
Yes, they do. I just give it
a one. It's like I'm a dog whistle. That's it.
DailyFantasySports.codes.
Except you're...
What?
Nothing.
You were going to say something bad.
No.
What?
No, nothing. Just do whistle. What next? What next? What
Whatever.
Next
do
you want to
talk about?
You want to talk about Houlihan's? What do you want to do? Some little bit of Staples stuff.
I don't go to Staples.
D&D, Dunkin' Donuts.
The fucking
Who do
guy
you want
to? The guy at Staples, the manager, there knows me, gives me deals all the time because he knows me.
Okay, well there you go. Give him a little shout out. Staples.
Hillsboro 206. Who else hooks me up?
I don't fucking know. But I bet they'll stop once they're probably hooking you up because they see you in that shirt. They're like, Jesus Christ. Look at this guy.
What's wrong with this shirt? This is the kind of shirt a mechanic would wear.
Yeah.
So you're saying I can't, I'm blue collar. I'm a blue collar dude.
No, because you're wearing it with Bermuda shorts. It's incongruous. Doesn't work.
You think you'd leave the house?
No, I don't. But people don't recognize me.
Yeah,
I'm incognito. People fucking recognize you all the time, and it's like, oh, look what happened to him?
No, they're going, look at this fucking dude. He's a regular dude.
Who wants to be a regular dude?
I'm a regular dude.
All right, good.
Then. I'm a regular. What do you mean? Who wants to be a regular dude?
Well, you're constantly like wanting. More, better.
Yeah, I am.
Then,
I do.
And then, like, but I'm a regular dude.
I'm a regular dude,
Whatever.
But when it comes to work, I excel at what I do.
Okay, fine.
But in life...
Wear what you want. Do what you want. Eat the way you want.
What does eating got to do with fucking anything?
Do you know what it does? You know.
No, I don't know. I eat well.
Yeah, especially when we're laying down to go to bed. And that's when you love having peanuts... Would you have granola last night? Just laying there in your bed, chomping away for hours while I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, really? Hours? And you're trying
to
sleep?
And then I'll be like, I take it as long as I can. And I'll be like, Rich. And you're like, one more mouthful.
Really?
Who lays in the dark and they're on their pillow eating, you know, 10 minutes before bed? You think, oh, why don't I go get it now? Why do I wait till the lights go out?
I had one half a handful of granola. Okay, my snack, little snack. Okay, and you're not
so
going
to eat
right
it downstairs
it.
Even. What the, like, why? What's the point
because
in laying
eat,
there
I'll
eating it?
I'll tell you the
it.
Point is if I eat it downstairs, then I'm done with it. Then it's that much easier to go, fuck it, let me take another handful.
Well,
I walk
guess
away.
What?
I walk
no
away.
No one gives a shit that you don't have any self-control.
No one gives a shit that. First of all, I was on the goddamn computer trying to concentrate. Why did you come in the kitchen and start fucking gnawing on Doritos so loud when you could have taken them upstairs? And then I go, excuse
I wasn't
me.
Gnawing on Doritos.
You weren't? What were they? That you were so loud, crunching and crunching and crunching and fucking driving the whole everybody crazy. What was it? Tostitos? Is that what they're called? Doritos, Tostitos? Do we have a read for them?
Oh, God.
Okay? So don't act like, oh, big deal. 30 seconds of me eating nuts or peanuts or a thing, you know, is the end of the world. You're still...
I didn't say it was the end of the world. I've brought it up that it bothers me a few times, and you don't care. You just, if you bring up something that bothers you, I try not to do it anymore.
Oh, really?
But that's the difference that's between us.
That's not true. You think that.
Really?
Yeah, you think that.
What have I done? You don't like me eating apples? I don't eat apples anymore.
You're crazy.
When's the last time you saw me eat an apple?
Don't say I don't like you eating. When's the last time? Last week? You had one?
I had one last week.
Yeah. So don't say I don't.
And then I try to crunch very gently so it doesn't upset you. I certainly wouldn't lay in bed with the lights off while you're trying to sleep eating an apple.
Well, don't act like you were trying to sleep. You still stay up another half an hour on your phone. Don't
yeah,
act
but
like
it's,
you're going
it's,
to sleep.
It's this is the weird thing about you. And you'll just never understand it. I'm shutting down. I'm powering off.
Thank God.
Okay? Do you want me to stop? I will.
No.
No, I will. No, you want... This is your puppy.
It's not my puppy. This is my puppy?
Yeah.
This podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is our puppy.
Unfortunately, I've been roped in, but yeah.
We were both roped in at the same time. We were both, you know, and then
you
we
were not roped in. You were like, yeah, let's do it.
I was one of those.
Same with the radio show. Yeah, let's do it. And then you keep like putting out hints that you want to do this like on a daily fucking schedule.
What?
It's horrendous.
With the radio?
Yeah.
No, I would do it 2 days a week. 2 days.
You're like, we should do 3 hours. It's like, it's already so
Are
painful.
Are you crazy? It's not painful. You have fun. You bring in guests. You have a good time. So don't act.
I try to make the best of a bad situation.
Oh, really? You want me to name 10 shows that you had good times? Huh? Is that you had a good time? Okay. Do you want me to?
No.
Okay. So quit acting like it's so painful and so heart-wrenching and so rough.
Well, you're the one. You just told me right now.
What?
You when I said I'm powering down, you go, finally.
That was a joke.
So, you want me to power down? I'll power down.
No.
I'll power down right out of here into my room.
Oh, I can't. Oh, really? You're going to leave and go to your room?
Yeah.
You can't take a joke? You've been in a band. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I'm not
going
to
argue. Stop it with this, like, what's going on in your life.
You sat down already. You've attacked me and yelled at me for fooling around, doing reads. Whenever you do anything, I don't sit here and
that is the nature of the podcast. Do you want me to be somebody else so that it's...
Oh, so you're making this up. So you're being
Well, I don't really make it up, but I certainly go towards what might seem entertaining.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were being entertaining today. I didn't know. I can't
shot
tell.
Shot in the heart, you're to blame.
What does that mean?
Because you just gave me a shot there. Oh, I didn't know you were being entertaining. Don't act like you don't know.
Oh. And you're to blame. See, you haven't sang in a while. You haven't done impressions. You just...
In a while.
Yeah. What?
Really? The last couple podcasts?
Did you sing?
I don't know, but I was certainly bouncy.
Well, you're something's going on.
What is going on?
You're in
what
a
do
bad
you suppose
mood?
Is going on? No, doctor, please tell me.
Well, you're not happy with your environment. You're not happy living here.
Not
you
true.
Want a house.
Not true.
Yeah, it is true because you say it all the time.
Well, I want to move, but that's...
But you hate this place.
I don't hate it.
You say there's no room. You tell me all the time.
Okay, but this is the thing about you and your brain. You have to always put everything into like the most extreme boxes. I never said I hated it. Never one time ever
like
in
it.
The history of the world have I ever said I hated it here. Never, never,
yes, you
never. Have I said that it's time for us to look for a new place? Yes, I have.
Yes.
Does that mean that I hate this place? No, it doesn't. Does it mean I'm unhappy with you? No, it doesn't.
You say you hate this place.
I've never, ever said that. Never. I've never, ever said it.
Okay, well, we'll talk off the mic.
No,
later.
I've never said it.
All right. I think you have. You say, or you dislike it. You don't like... you just, you know, you don't like whatever. You want to be away from people in a house.
Yeah.
So, but you're not happy here. You're not happy with something because you're not cheerful. And then, you know, you say, I'm not happy, which I am happy. But being that you're not happy, you make it look like I'm not happy. And, you know, I've been home a couple of weeks. We've done a lot of things. And you're just, I don't know. You're maybe you're putting too much work and pressure in yourself, on yourself. You think you have to have everything done. Got to do this, got to do this, got to do this, you know. And you're spinning your wheels and you're going to fucking explode. You know, I'm working on things and I do it at a certain pace. That fucking hour I taped, I've done three edits on it, but at a certain pace so it doesn't fucking flip me out. You get up, you're nonstop, and you're not spending, you know, you go, I go play golf, which I do. You could, at that time, you could be doing anything though during those hours, and you choose to write and buy groceries. I do. We're not talking about that kind of stuff because everybody does that kind of stuff. Okay, everybody does stuff to keep the house moving. You have time that you can spend with yourself and do nice things.
I have a lot of deadlines.
No, you don't. You did your deadline. You put your deadlines in. You did your deadlines. Okay? You're just putting stress on yourself that you don't need. Then you take on everybody else's projects and you're helping everybody, you know, so you could get. I don't know why you're doing it. There's nothing wrong with helping people, but it's nonstop. You got to write for this person and that person so they could submit you. You wrote for one guy, helped him with a sitcom. He never thanked you, nothing. You don't hear from him again, okay? And you keep doing it, you know, and you're doing the same thing, expecting different results from all this. You know, you helped a certain person who's got a good gig. That's all you could do. Now another person, I gotta write for this. And no, you don't have to. That's their fucking job, not yours. They're the one who's gonna end up with the TV show, not you. So I don't know why you're taking on all these fucking things.
They're just my friends.
I know, my friends too. Do you think, yeah, Bobby's my friend, Nora's my friend, Colin's my friend, all of them. You know, I'm not asking them to write me submissions.
Nobody's asked me to write them submissions.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying. You know, you got to know where to draw the line and go, here's a couple ideas when you're sitting talking, but that's it. You can't fucking take up your time. You write for fucking people on roasts, you don't get paid. It's just, people, I don't want to see people taking advantage of you. And you're letting them.
She offered to pay me.
She did?
Yes.
Then why didn't you take it?
Because she's a friend of mine.
She got paid to do the fucking gig.
I know, but whatever. It feels weird to be like, I don't want to exchange money. I don't need money that bad.
No, but that's how people... Look, you're right. When I would have wrote for Kevin for free, but it's a different situation. And then Comedy Central paid me. But I didn't want Kevin to give me money because he's at a different level. And it would have came around in full circle somewhere down the road. But you're gonna burn out, and that's what's and your stress is coming off on me, and you're so short with me because you're so fucking stressed out that no matter what I do, somehow it's wrong. And I'm not being like a victim or oh woe is me, because I am a fucking asshole at times, but you're exaggerating and you're stressing yourself out, and that's all I have on the topic. If you agree, you agree. If you don't,
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's yourself. Help yourself out. Don't be sorry to yourself, not to me. I just want you to burn the fuck out. That's what's going to happen.
No, I was saying it to myself.
Oh, okay. Fucking, is that a tick?
No getting out of it.
What do you mean there's no getting out of it? You don't put yourself in it.
Yeah, but I still have to do like stand up all the time and Well, I still have to go to Ohio on Thursday.
Yeah, that's okay. So that's
yeah, but I have to take a kid with me. Like, I'm always got... And then I've always got Raina with me, which is fine. I enjoy hanging out with her. It doesn't bother me. But then, like, every time I go somewhere, they go, do you know so-and-so who has a kid? She always comes by with her kid, too. It's like, shut the fuck up. I don't... You know what? Like, Louis has kids, and nobody fucking talks about him being, like, the daddy comic. Or, you know, I've seen guys walk around with their kids in the clubs. Like, well, because. It's like, it's just such a, I hate it. It drives me fucking nuts.
Well, I thought you were meeting with Tammy. Doesn't she have a kid at her age? How old is Tammy's kid?
Yes, but you've just, once again, like...
Yeah, but I'm saying...
Whipped right over my issue.
No, I was going to get to your issue. First of all, you're not here to please anybody.
I'm not trying to please anybody, but I can't help my disdain when they're like, ah, oh, Dana so-and-so, she could spy with a kid. It's like, yeah, what do I fucking care? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, how about guys that bring their dumb girlfriends?
Yeah,
that
aren't that's worse. That's aren't fucking thousand times
that
worse.
That aren't comics.
Some fucking dumb 22-year-old.
Yeah, that's worse. And I'll tell
you, my kid's funny.
If I wasn't in fucking Miami, you would have went there by yourself. Whatever.
No, I don't mind, but it's a lot of extra. There's a lot of extra fucking things going. Even if I wasn't taking her, then it'd be a lot of extra things of like me leaving, of having to get ready before I left. So either way, it doesn't matter. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like.
Well, I told the club owners that.
Well, they called me today.
They're going to make you hummus, too, probably.
They were like, we're going to take care of your little girl. I was like, it's all right.
Wait till you traced her hummus.
They're like, we're coming to pick you up from the airport. I was like, it's all right. I'm going to get a car.
Did you rent a car?
I haven't done it yet.
Here comes, what? Why are you tippy-toeing? What do you get taken to stool for?
Okay, be careful.
Every time I take her to the park, she gets hurt and blames me.
You are a little rough with her.
I'm not really... Yesterday when I grabbed her, if I would have pushed her.
I know, but I've never even come close to some situation like that.
Well, we're running at each other.
If every time
force.
You play with her, you but I see you even out there. You're like you grab her
she
head
tells
and
me.
You.
She wants
mush,
me to.
I know, but then it's
she
like
she wants me to throw her to the ground.
I'm not saying
her.
It's a bad thing. I'm just saying, you know, it's if you're going to be that rough, you should expect there to be some issues.
I don't know. She goes, chase me and push me. And I throw her, you know, I grab her from the back of the head and I heave her and she goes flying and she cracks up. She, the other night, she's like, come on.
She cracks up until she cries.
Well, you know. But she wants to play every night. She wants me to chase her and push her down. That's her game.
All right.
So I try, you know, I don't do it on the sidewalk. Only on the grass. Or I won't do it on the blacktop. I don't want to trash this airline because I'm flying them tomorrow. But
United.
I am so fucking sick of
you. You got to say it, United.
Yeah, I'm so fucking.
We're not
sick
gonna
of it.
Trust me. They're not gonna advertise on. They're not gonna let us do one of their reads.
I'm so sick of these flight attendants that are acting like they're fucking U.S. marshals. That they're you know FBI.
Well,
or
why don't you tell the story first? Set it up.
Well, you know it better. I do know it. I read it and I watched it today and I was fucking furious. A mother boards a plane with her daughter who's autistic.
And her husband.
Now, her daughter kind of freaks out if she doesn't have hot food. She likes hot food. Whatever.
Don't we all, though?
So...
I'm just going to play devil's advocate on this one, just so that there's an opposing force.
So the food that they bought.
The snacks. She didn't like any of the snacks. She wanted something hot.
She wanted something hot.
So she started.
So the mother asked the stewardess, do you have anything hot?
First of all, it's a flight attendant. I mean, when did this happen? 58?
The mom asked the stewardess.
No learning curve.
Okay. And the stewardess said...
No, it's not. It's a flight attendant.
It's a flight attendant if it's a guy. It's a stewardess if it's a lady.
Oh, okay? All right. So we'll just call you a clown. You won't mind, right? In your profession?
Yeah.
Going to clowning? Where are you clowning?
I'm clowning this weekend in...
I mean, that's
home
like...
Homefield Comedy Club in Miami.
You're making it so no one will... Like, if you're going to tell a story, at least use correct words so that people believe your side of it.
Okay. So the flight, she asked a flight attendant whose grandmother was a stewardess in her family.
Thank you. Thank you. Much
family,
better.
In her family, they've been stewardess, flight attendants. Do you have any hot food here in Coach? And the flight attendant said, no, we don't. And then she said, well, can we buy something from first class? And the flight attendant said, no, you can't.
And I and believe then, it was
and
a
the
male
mother said,
flight attendant,
the mother,
by the way.
The mom said, look, I have a daughter with special needs. She kind of freaks out if she doesn't have hot food. You know,
I'm
whatever.
Trying to avoid a meltdown
trying
or something.
Trying to avoid this. And the flight attendant
got her some food.
Got her some food. And it was heated somehow, whatever. Then everything was fine. Next thing you know,
they landed. Emergency landing.
Emergency
because of
landing.
Some they went on the thing and said, we're landing because someone in the back is having behavioral problems.
Didn't it? And all she was doing was watching
the
video.
The pilot claimed that he was afraid to continue with her in the
flight. Why?
Well, he doesn't know what's going on. He's only listening to the flight. He's not back there seeing it. Yeah. He has a flight attendant coming up.
She was watching a video.
Coming up every 2 minutes being like, ah, there's somebody in the back.
Well, they shouldn't go up and fuck with the
pilot. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just
that,
assuming.
That
I'm
a little
just,
kid is fucking.
I'm just speculating. But I don't think a little girl is
kids fucking cry for 5 hours straight on fucking planes. They don't pull a plane over. This girl
well,
was watching
the,
a video.
Then they showed on the news the there was another girl, like another complaint, like this was before, just I guess. A little girl was on the flight, and you know they were on the tarmac for a long time, like before they on the runway waiting to, and the mom asked if she could take her 3-year-old to the bathroom, and they said no, so the 3-year-old peed all over the seat, and they wouldn't even get her a towel, nothing.
They're fucking animals.
And then they, I think they went back to the doors and made her get off the plane.
They made her get off the plane.
Yeah.
How are they not getting sued by everybody? Please, please, dear God, let
but,
this
but the problem
sue.
Is that like flight attendants, it's not like a great job. Like there's no incentive to
do
it anymore.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not. They don't get paid
very
well.
They get to fly free. They get
yeah,
to
but
go.
To do what? Nothing. They come right back.
No, they get to go on vacations and fly free.
Some of them just only get to go from like, you know, New York to fucking
good. Then don't fucking do the job.
Okay,
then
but I'm
it.
Just saying, then, like, if you want better people in the job, they have to pay the people more.
Well, here's the fucking deal: they don't like it, don't do it. Then they, when they don't have enough flight attendants, the airlines will go, "Hey, guess what? We're gonna have to pay more money to get better people," and then they're gonna have to pay more money.
And they should,
okay?
Yeah, they should
so
have a training,
like it,
a different kind of training program, a different, you know, it should be a more, you know, before there was some standards for who was, I mean, even if it was just based on looks, there was still like a filtering out process. Now there's not.
I really hope this family sues the daylights out of them. You know, you can't just stop a plane and throw people off for no fucking reason. They do
well, one
all.
Time, and I think I've told the story on here before. One time I was
you
on a flight
did.
Where there was a family, and the girl, you know, they were all reading their books in the row, and the little girl, I guess, was kicking the seat in front of her, and the guy in the row ahead was getting really mad. Like, I guess, like every time she moved, she sort of kicked the seat, and he turned around and he was like, he threatened her somehow, and the dad took his book and went like that to the guy who was in front, the angry guy, and just put the book on his shoulder and goes, "Hey, you need to calm down." And the guy was like, "That's fucking assault, dude. You're going down." And the flight attendants had to come by, and we weren't allowed to get off the plane. The air marshals came on and arrested the dad and the family, not the guy who was being...
I would have been a witness.
Crazy.
I would have been a witness.
I thought about it, but then I was like, I really got to get off this plane.
I'd be a witness. He was aggressive And
oh, people were saying stuff. Like, people were saying stuff definitely to the flight attendant. Like, hey, that. And that guy was being really like, I mean, the flight attendant had to know, but you're not allowed to touch anybody. So when the guy went like this with his book, like, he just, you know, tapped him.
Well, it is
like,
assault. That's assault.
Yeah, but it was like a tap. It was like this, hey.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, that's fucking assault, dude. I'm gonna fucking, your whole family's going to fucking jail, man.
That scumbag guy. I hope he gets so fucking sick and pukes on himself on a plane.
And I will say, the angry man was white, and the family was also white. Just so everybody's clear, the family was probably like from Denmark or something. They spoke English with an accent.
They're fucking unfucking believable. These people. If anybody does anything,
they get in jail right when they get to America.
Yeah, for doing nothing, for having a baby. He's probably fat.
No, he wasn't.
Well, in his mind, he was.
He's like, you know, probably drinking a lot.
Drunken asshole. If he wasn't fat, he was drunk. Fucking.
It went their fighting went on the entire flight. I can't remember where I was coming back from.
Where was I last week? I was in a. What the fuck was I? Oh, Tampa area, and I get on the plane first class. So fucking early in the morning, and this girl is so drinking, and she wouldn't shut up. Leave me the fuck alone. Oh, I think I talked about this. Leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you. She had nice tits, you know, and they were halfway out of her shirt. Who goes on a plane with their tits halfway out?
You do realize I'm your wife, right? You're telling me this?
Well, I mean, they were halfway out of her shirt. Who does that? Who flies like that? That's who should get thrown off the plane.
Lots of women.
That's who should get thrown off a plane for being too fucking provocative.
I saw a woman like getting her luggage out of the luggage thing, and she had to like lift up like that, and her shorts went up so you could see her entire butt. Like, and everyone was looking at it.
The whole plane was
the whole plane.
Why was it? She have a nice ass.
She was youthful.
Oh, well, don't talk to me on a plane. I'm not on a plane to fucking. I'm not your friend.
Well, here's the thing. They're calling.
And I don't care
for. You know, everyone to boycott United. You know, that, like, there's all this stuff. And then this is how evil I am. I was kind of like, oh, good. Maybe the planes will be more empty. Maybe I'll get bumped up to first class more. But who, you keep, that's the thing. They got you under their thumb because you've already in the programs, you know.
You can't boycott them. I hope they get sued. But it doesn't matter. If they get sued, they'll just raise their ticket prices. So it doesn't fucking matter. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're the worst. They're the fucking worst airline, in my opinion. Well, now there's probably worse, but I fly them all the time. I almost have 1,000,000 miles. Once I get 1,000,000 miles, I'll be gold for life.
For life?
For gold for life.
But they'll just change the rules.
They'll do something. They'll do something.
They'll be like, oh, now you have to have 2,000,000 miles.
No, I'm grandfathered in. Once I get my 1,000,000 miles.
What happens when you get 1,000,000 miles?
I'm gold for life. I just told you that.
I know, but then what does that mean?
I'm gold status. You know, there's silver, gold, platinum. So for
Can you give me some of the benefits?
No.
List of the benefits to being gold, please.
I get upgraded before silver. I don't get upgraded before platinum.
You get to board
two
first.
Two or three.
You don't want to board first.
Two or three luggages. I get two free suitcases or three free suitcases.
No, three. Who's traveling with three suitcases? Where are you going?
I have two. I have golf clubs and a suitcase. What else? It's just, you know, I don't fucking.
Is it the kind where you get to like bump up with somebody? Remember the days
that's
when you
platinum.
Used to like...
That's what I have now, platinum.
You used to I'm like... We used to get both bumped up because I was like a travel companion.
Yeah, that's when I was platinum. I'm platinum again this year. But I won't be platinum next year.
Why?
Because I'm not going to have fucking 75,000 miles this year.
Why, platinum's better than gold?
Platinum is, yeah. And it's even higher than platinum. And you
know... But
1K...
People. Oh, wait, what's 1,000,000? What's 1,000,000?
No, 1,000,000 lifetime miles.
Oh.
Not 1,000,000 miles in 1 year. No one's flown 1,000,000 miles in 1 year. Unless you're an astronaut.
1,000,000 lifetime miles. That's nothing.
That's nothing?
You can buy that.
If 50,000 miles a year is about, say, 10 trips. Okay, so let's say 10 trips, 5,000 miles, which it isn't, but it's more. But we'll round it off to 10 trips, saying 5,000. Okay, so 10 trips at 5,000 miles a trip, that's to and back from California. I'm not talking about all the little ones to Buffalo here and there.
Can you just do the math?
So 10 trips, 50,000. 100,000 was 20 trips. That would be 200 times you've flown on an airline going back and forth to California.
Some people 200 do, times. Some people do that in a year.
No, they don't.
No.
200 times saying back and forth to California. That would be a million miles. Okay? That's a lot.
You know when you're like flying private jet, do you have to go to the airport?
No, it picks up at your house.
No, is it like a special airport?
Private jets fly out of Teterboro, but they also fly out of Newark.
Okay.
Why?
I'm just curious. It was a question I had. Can we wrap it up? Well, we gotta go play
tennis. Are you flying on a private? You have anything lined up on a private?
I got a couple of private gigs. I'm gonna start putting that as one of the things that I need. I was gonna say, like, you have to fly me first class to gigs, but now I think I'm gonna go with just private.
That's what they do. Like Louis will do, or Seinfeld and them, they do a gig, they'll fly in on a private plane, do the thing, and fly back home that night. It's fucking unbelievable.
That makes God. Fun.
Huh?
Then they'll reuse their coffee cup because they're environmentalists. A bunch of fucking assholes.
Yeah, I hate these fucking environmentalists that act like they're fucking saving the planet when, you know, the whole planet, every goddamn highway and factory and warehouse and skyscraper has more lights on and fucking smoke coming out of it. Drive down the
turnpike. I know, but then they put it off on the individual.
Like my little curly fucking cute light bulbs are going to make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, oh, look at these light bulbs. I'm doing my part. Go fuck yourself. I'm not recycling.
Or even just like all you have to do is walk through a grocery store to see like the amount of fucking gross weight, like the cardboard and the weight. It's like, why don't they make laws for them? They just want to make their products look big so you'll buy them. It's like, oh, but I'm supposed to watch my...
I know.
Garbage intake.
I don't care. I don't recycle. I'm against it.
It's worse.
I'm against it.
In the long run.
I'm against it. I don't have time to sort things out.
And also, fur is fine. No, I'm just kidding. Also, what? We've gone on a couple, we should say it now.
Safaris.
Safaris and baby seal hunts.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, what's wrong with it? If that's how you have your fun, you have your fun.
We're humans. We're at the top of the food chain.
I am against recycling. I think.
But only because we're lazy, right?
Well, that's one of the reasons. I don't have.
But if you Google. And plus, if you Google is it bad to recycle? A lot of shit.
First of all, so. I got to go out and buy those blue garbage cans myself.
Do you?
I don't know.
Gotten that far.
I don't see anybody coming out, knocking on the door, going, "Do you need blue garbage cans?" I've never was offered any blue recycled garbage cans. I notice other people in the townhouse with blue garbage cans. I don't get any. How come no one offered me any?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sick of it.
But I'm not.
I'm sick of not being.
I'm not rinsing out a can.
Huh? I'm not fucking doing that. Really? Go open a fucking... I do...
We're just kidding. We recycle all the time. We're big on it. We're big on all kinds of... anyway, that's our podcast.
No. Wait, where was I? I was doing Red Eye. Uh-huh. And the new booker there.
Yeah. She's nice.
Yeah. But they were talking about recycling this and that. And I was like, you don't recycle? Like I was like some kind of fucking...
Oh, alien. Yeah. No, I would keep it a secret if I was
an alien. Like, she was so liberal, I think. Very liberal. It's weird that she was working at Red Eye. She's a nice girl. She's very nice. But
Christine.
Christine. Oh. Did that person get back to you about the question you asked him about me?
No.
They didn't get back to you?
No.
Well, you got to text them again.
All right.
I have to know this. Because I will lose my fucking mind.
Okay.
Anyhow, this weekend I will be at Home Field Comedy Club in Miami. Who calls a comedy club Home Field? Have you ever heard of anything? That doesn't sound like a comedy club, does it?
It sounds like a sports bar.
Home Field Comedy Club. Maybe, I think it was a sports bar comedy club. I don't know. It's in my, I know Florentine's there in 2 weeks, so go see me and then go see him. Home Field Comedy Club this weekend, Miami, Friday and Saturday. Wednesday night, I'm somewhere too. I don't know the name offhand. And next weekend, I'll be at Gotham next Friday and Saturday. And that Sunday, Bonnie and I are working in New Hope, Pennsylvania. New Hope, Pennsylvania. Sunday the 24th, May 24th. That weekend, I'm at Gotham. This weekend, Home Field Comedy Club. This weekend, Bonnie will be at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Cuyahoga Falls.
Funny Stop.
Cuyahoga Falls.
If Thursday, you like Friday. Funny and you want to stop, the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. This
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Bonnie will be there.
I'm gonna try my best. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't.
You got to be nice to the club owners or something.
They're very sweet. Yeah,
I know, but you'll go in there crabby and cranky, and
that's completely ridiculous.
You're gonna rip posters off the wall.
Oh my God, Rich, who do you?
What do I? What?
I'm never like that, especially if I bring my.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm fine. I'm done.
Especially if you bring your kid with you.
Yeah, you have to be nice. I already feel like I'm overstepping my bounds, so I'm very nice. Trust me, I'm very nice.
I know, but you used to be a little edgy at times.
I gave them back what they gave me, and lots of times they were fucking assholes
to
me.
The biggest assholes.
And I have a hard time making my face look like it doesn't care when it does.
Yeah, they're the biggest assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
And also, this is what the thing is that it drives me nuts, is that people think because you're a comedian that the minute you meet them, you're supposed to be some kind of like, woo, do-do-do. I'm not. I'm very quiet when you first meet me. I have social anxiety. I can only really open up after I know you for a while or if I'm drunk. So, you know,
those
are my two choices.
When you get drunk, you're bouncing around the club talking to everybody like you're running for office.
It eases my social anxiety.
You are like a politician when you have a couple. Oh, you're hugging it.
Can I just explain something to you? I never have more than a couple. Never.
That's what I'm saying. But
because that's my complete and utter limit.
But that's all you need. And then you're hugging people and then you're like, who is that? Hey, how you been? Glad to see you.
What? Oh, so you don't want me to be crabby, but you also don't want me to be having a good time.
I didn't say that. Where do you come up with these things in your head? The silicon chip inside
your head. You just answered that question.
The silicon chip inside your head.
The silhouette?
Has switched to overload. You never heard that song?
Not like that. All right. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
See you guys later. Come this weekend. Friday and Saturday, Miami, Home Field Comedy Club. Next weekend, Gotham Comedy Club. And then Sunday night, New Hope, Pennsylvania. And there you have it. That's our podcast. We are out like kraut.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.